The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. The passages that we encounter from the Gospel of John in these days leading up to Holy Week are challenging for two distinct reasons. One is because John is very difficult to understand. I think he's worthy of our time and contemplation. Not so much the way that the Gospel is arranged, but these particularly dense, seemingly theological statements that Jesus utters are contained largely within John's Gospel. And perhaps we can see in that difficult to understand, say, mind frame that at least we must encounter this text with, we can see also the great power and the denseness, not just of, say, theological statements, but the powerness, the substance of John's love, and the love that Jesus and John shared, such that John is able to penetrate the depths of what Jesus is saying, right, at this time, and is able to bring, say, new light and new depth to the scenes that we encounter also in the other Gospels. The other difficulty, I think, is not just understanding, but the challenges that Jesus is issuing to to the people who are gathered around him. In this case, we see the Jews or the crowds. You know, what is the challenge here for them? Because we can see that Jesus is speaking very difficult words here. These are words of condemnation. So what is it? How do we get behind the scenes to pick up the challenge that God wants us to hear, that Jesus would issue to us today? I think it's interesting again to see how the people are reacting to Jesus, right? Because this idea, like when they say to him, "You're not yet 50 years old and you've seen Abraham," well, they've started to twist his words already. And I think we've encountered this in the Gospel of John. We've encountered this in the last few scripture passages that we've read, the eighth chapter of John's Gospel. We see that Jesus is clearly identifying himself with God the Father, especially in his actions, his ministry, his bringing about, say, obedience to God and advancing God's rule in the world. That's what Jesus is doing. He's doing what the Father is showing him. He speaks words that the Father is telling him. So his ministry is to be identified with the work of God. And that's what he's presenting. He's saying Abraham is, say, the ideal of fidelity, the ideal of faithfulness to God. And Abraham rejoices to see that faithfulness take hold in his people. And Abraham rejoices to see his family, Abraham's family, become a blessing to the entire world. That's what's happening in Jesus. And so, of course, Abraham would rejoice in that. And these people so stuck in, basically so enslaved by their own egos that they have to take what Jesus is saying there and make it a mockery, right? You're not even 50 years old. Abraham lived 2,000 years ago. How is it that, right? And it's ignorance. We've seen it before. It's stubbornness. It's ignorance. It's their own raging egos. And they're not going to get anywhere like that. They pick up stones to throw at him. And Jesus, however, in this scene, doubles down, right? He says, I am. I am. And Jesus is using the name of God, claiming the name of God for himself here, and speaking out of that power. And we see here in the scriptures, and I think this is where the challenge is for us, that when Jesus speaks his word to us, which, by the way, is always a word of love and a word of life, when Jesus speaks the word to us, we have one of two ways to go. We can embrace Jesus' word in faithfulness and obedience. We can submit to him and to his authority, to his power. We can give our lives and our hearts over to God, or we can reject him. This is what happened. We see it throughout the Old Testament. We see it clearly in these pages of the New Testament. God is revealing himself to us in and through the person of Jesus Christ. He is speaking to us. He is revealing his word of love and of life to us. He is pouring his love into our hearts and into our lives. It's ours, my friends, to accept it and to live by it. We don't want to be like these folks who reject the promptings of the Holy Spirit, people who reject the word of God, and so do not embrace their father. Instead, we live out Abraham's faithfulness. We live out our submission to God. We reject slavery to our own egos and live totally for God, so that we may be then a blessing to all nations, that God may bless all nations through us, through our faithfulness, through our giving ourselves over to his love and his life and his mission in the world.